This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The flood situation has deteriorated in Jammu and Kashmir. Heavy downpour has disrupted mobile telephone and internet services in the Kashmir Valley, while all major rivers in the Jammu division are flowing above the danger level, inundating many areas. A bridge on the Jammu-Pathankot highway collapsed, forcing the closure of the highway as shooting stones blocked the Jammu-Srinagar highway. Tavi River is flowing above the evacuation level in Jammu City and Udhampur districts. The authorities have closed the Tavi Bridge in Jammu City. Basantar River in Samba, the Uj River in Kathua, Chenab River in Doda, Ramban and Akhnoor areas and rivers in Riasi, Kishtwar and Doda districts are all flowing above the danger level. Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for today. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD exam 2025 scheduled for today at BSF Palora Camp, Jammu. Northern Railway has cancelled 18 trains to and fro Katra, Udhampur and Jammu railway stations. Four trains have been short terminated. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha after a landslide near Vaishno Devi Shrine killed 5 and injured 10 others. Mr. Shah termed the incident extremely tragic and assured full central assistance. The Home Minister said local administration is engaged in relief and rescue operations to assist the injured. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that demographic changes in border areas directly impact the security of the country and its borders. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Vibrant Villages Program workshop in New Delhi. He said that the Vibrant Villages Program was started by the Modi government to stop migration from border villages and achieve 100% saturation. The minister said that the Vibrant Villages Program is boosting employment by promoting infrastructure, preservation and promotion of culture and tourism in border villages. He highlighted that after implementing the Vibrant Villages program in Arunachal Pradesh, the population in many border villages has increased. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has seized nearly 9 kilograms of narcotic drugs worth approximately 40 crore rupees in New Delhi under Operation Rainbow. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that one individual was apprehended during the operation. DRI carried out coordinated search operations at multiple premises in New Delhi's Mehrauli based on specific intelligence on the smuggling of narcotics in small quantities concealed in soft toys and using domestic courier networks. The 10-day Ganapati festival begins today on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. Considered one of the most significant celebrations in Maharashtra's cultural calendar, the festival will conclude on Anant Chaturdashi. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
Chants of Ganpati Bappa Moria, Mangal Murti Moria devotees across Maharashtra have started welcoming the beloved Ganpati Bappa into their homes. Public or Sarvajanik idols are being brought into pandals with great enthusiasm, accompanied by beats of dhol, tasha, pataks, vibrant music and fireworks. The ceremonial pran pratistha of Lord Ganpati will be performed, followed by elaborate puja and aarti rituals. This 10-day festival is an integral part of Maharashtra's cultural identity, celebrated each year with a host of cultural activities ranging from performances, competitions to live visual displays known as Dekhava. This year, the Bombay High Court has mandated the Ganpati idols made of plaster of Paris up to 6 feet in height must be immersed in artificial water bodies. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In US Open, former world number one Iga Swiatek cruised into the second round, beating Emiliana Arango 6-1-6-2 at sun-kissed Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York yesterday. She marched into the next round in exactly 1 hour, winning her 7th successive opening round clash. Next up, she will play Susan Lamens of the Netherlands tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.